This weekend, Columbus, Georgia takes center stage for the annual Georgia Thespian Conference. 5,000 high school theater students will gather there for performances, workshops, and fundraising. John Bush is a senior at Gainesville High School, also a state and international thespian officer, joining us on the line from Columbus. Good morning, John. Hello, John. Are you there?
I am with you. Hello.
So was that just all a dramatic entrance to drum up your appearance on our show this morning? We couldn't hear you.
I know. I couldn't hear y'all either.
Well, I'm very, very glad you're here. But so what did it make you want to participate in plays when other kids, a lot of them consider high school the time for sports or singing in choir or marching in band, especially here in Georgia?
Well, I've always been somewhat of a performer. My real entrance into theater was actually ventriloquism at a very young age.
Ventriloquism?
Yes.
Is there a big ventriloquism scene there in Gainesville?
Not at all. Not at all, really. I just would watch old Howdy Doody tapes from my grandpa's VHS tape, and I just became inspired to get my own, and that led me to the stage and led me to the acting world, and that slowly became, you know, more theater-oriented, not ventriloquism-oriented.
So you've acted in productions throughout high school, but also branched into directing and sound tech. So what do you like better, behind the scenes or out in front?
You know, that's a very hard question because I think both are extremely necessary. One of my greatest theater experiences has been directing a straight play. But at the same time, I'd be hard-pressed to say I don't enjoy performing. I would say if I had to choose one, I'd go with performing, but would heavily miss the sound technician side and the directing side or any of that.
But this is going to be your fourth Georgia Thespian Conference, and as an international thespian officer, you've traveled to conferences all over the country and the world. What's the best part about attending these conferences?
The community. You know, seeing just a large group of high schoolers who are all so different. We have a very cosmopolitan culture here, or just anywhere in the thespian society. So when you see people who you wouldn't normally interact with, and then you say, I'm a thespian, Well, you're a thespian too, right? And, mm-hmm. and you have that camaraderie. You have that something that unifies us all, that makes us feel like we belong.
Keep going. Is it often the case that people don't feel like they belong in their local communities?
Well, not necessarily, but it's just the fact that everyone here completely gets where everyone is coming from when it comes to being a theater kid. Because we have troops of 80, but we have troops of 5 people, right, who come to ThesCon. So to have that experience of like a very small troop being able to be with a big group of thespians just like them, I feel like that's a really important experience for them to have.
So this is your senior, so this is going to be your last ThesCon. What's coming next for you?
I guess college. I guess that would be the next step. but I still have some thespian conferences to attend besides Georgia's. I have. I'm heading to Mississippi and California in the next 2 months, and I'm also going to Washington to advocate for theatrical arts funding at the House of Representatives and the Senate. So there's still some stuff to do with the thespians, but as far as Georgia thespians go, this is my last hurrah, really. It's pretty sad.
Well, have a fun time, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
Of course. Goodbye. Thank you for having me. Appreciate
John Bush.
It.
He's Gainesville High School senior, Georgia Thespian Society officer. He and 5,000 other students are in Columbus this weekend at the Georgia Thespian Conference. Well, we'll leave you with that inspiring thought as we say goodbye. Have a great weekend. This is On Second Thought.